This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
So 4 years ago, while shopping in a Portland grocery store, I was approached by a fellow shopper. I gave him my number, but never ended up going out with him. Looking through my phone, I realized that I still had his number and decided to give him a call. Although I don't remember exactly what Abraham said to me that day in the store, the feelings of nervousness and excitement at being asked out in an unusual place stuck with me. His quick response made me think that this was not his first time picking someone up in a grocery store. So I asked him what made him think that grocery stores were a good place to meet women.
On the internet, if you're dating on the internet, you can kind of pretend to be whatever you like. I think in a grocery store, this point is that there's a person, they're standing there, and you can see what they look like. You can see the things they have in their cart, if they have meat in their cart or not. I mean, if you're a vegetarian, maybe that matters to you. You can see if they're, you know, are they eating healthy food? Do they have 12 bottles of wine? And what kind of wine do they have? There's a lot of choices that we make of things that we put into our shopping cart. And I think it's a good way to say, hey, the stuff you have in there is interesting to me. I love oysters, and you have oysters in your cart. That's interesting. Or maybe, you know, you just have broccoli.
I'd never thought about it that way. The next time I went to the grocery store, I started looking in other people's carts and realized that he was right. When you look in other people's baskets, you can make surprisingly educated guesses, not only on their relationship status, but on their lifestyle. Oatmeal, 12 cans of tuna, sliced bread and beer, single and jaded. 6 yogurts, bananas, pita chips and hummus, single and busy. 2 onions, oxtail, espalette pepper and a bottle of wine, most likely cooking for 2. So Abraham is not the first person to think that a grocery store is a great place to pick people up. Last year, there were several Whole Foods wedding proposals and a wedding in aisle 2 of a Florida Whole Foods. On New York Craigslist alone, there were 7 missed connections in the past 5 days that mentioned Whole Foods. Whole Foods around the country have been capitalizing on this trend and have set up speed datings right in the store. To check out the grocery store dating scene for myself, I attended Brooklyn Whole Foods trivia night. The trivia is held on the gorgeous roof deck of the store, and yes, Brooklyn Whole Foods has a bar, restaurant, and roof deck right on top of it. This trivia night is just another example of the community events becoming more and more popular in grocery stores around the country.
Number 6, and I pardon my French on this one. Who landed his plane at Le Bourget Field in Paris on this day in 1927, causing an international sensation?
Many of the Craigslist misconnections I read talked about the prepared food section.
We were in the prepared food section, and she looked up at me from the small piece of paper she was writing on, ordering a sandwich maybe, and she held eye contact more than long enough to let me know it wasn't an accidental glance.
So I decided to give it a shot, circling the Indian food bar, trying to catch glances with anyone who's looking my direction. After making some quick eye contact with a very single-looking bachelor, I leaned over the salad bar, trying to get enough eye contact to show me it wasn't an accidental glance. But instead, I smacked my head on the glass and decided it was probably time to go upstairs to trivia. I ordered myself a cheap and delicious sour beer and began plotting my interrogations. Any chance you guys met at Whole Foods? Do you come here often? Were both questions that slipped out of my mouth. Luckily for me, the answer to both was yes. The first couple I spoke with had, in fact, met at Whole Foods 12 years before. They declined an interview, but they told me that they had both worked at Whole Foods, and they said they would often see customers that usually came in by themselves all of a sudden started to come in together. The second couple I talked to were trivia masters. They had been coming for a couple of months and thought it was a great spot for a date.
Hi, I'm Jace, and we've been coming to trivia for the past, off and on for the past couple months, I guess?
Hi, I'm Yasmin. I've been coming here for the same amount of time, past couple months.
Although I thought Abraham's line about not trusting fate was a little bit cheesy, I was really impressed by his bravery. We can all remember a time where we saw someone at the grocery store that attracted our attention, but were too nervous to make a move. From my own experience, I was both shocked and flattered to be asked out in a grocery store, and would love to see that happen more often. If we truly are what we eat, our grocery carts are portals into who we are. Next time you're in a grocery store, take a peek in someone else's cart. If you find yourself interested in their items, maybe try to strike up a conversation. At the very least, you'll have a good story. I'm Eliza Lair for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.